Hey, yo.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, man.
As is.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Happy Yom Kippur to all the Jewish homies out there.
Mm-hmm.
At FTC Records, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Monday.
Yes, we fucking love Mondays.
This is the Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. Try to talk about all those things at some point or another. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me as always is Bobby at R. Hansen 817. It's Monday, September 28th. I hope you enjoyed your week 3 football. You know who enjoyed week 3 football? The city of Hoboken.
I was going to say.
The city of Hoboken enjoyed week 3 football.
Did it now.
We'll get to that later. Okay. We'll get to that later.
So it's just a lot of closet, I don't know, Tennessee Titan fans or...
I mean, I think they just enjoyed being out on a Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
And, oh, by the way, football was on television.
It was gorgeous. It was a nice day.
And it was a very nice day. It got a little shifty in the middle of the day. I was like, it looks like it's about to rain.
I think it helped. At least around our area, it got a little overcast. Okay.
But there was a misty rain in the evening, but it wasn't anything
that's
like
just, that. Just that just enough crazy. To cool it down. Just enough for a little ambiance.
It was like a mist. Mm-hmm. Like you go to those like fancy restaurants with the outdoor patio. They have misters.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, but the entire city.
See?
So anyway, there's a couple of things I want to address. Last week,
mm-hmm.
we recorded a podcast.
Yes, we did.
And I thought we knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, good times, a lot of laughs. And then there were some technical difficulties.
Okay.
Computer crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do a hard reset on the computer and everything mm-hmm. like that. Was able to retrieve the podcast that we did record. It saved it. It backed it up.
Nice. Okay.
So I have not had a chance to... I started tweaking it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Got to splice some things together to there's no conclusion.
Okay.
You just kind of like, we were talking about something, then just cut off, and then we're just like, all right, the hell with this. The computer wasn't coming back on. We're just going to go about our day.
Right.
Rest of our night. So I have to edit that final part of the podcast we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we're doing a podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point there's going to be 2 podcasts uploaded. So it's going to be like 2 for the price of 1.
Double the podcast, double the fun.
And some people are like, oh, what happened to the podcast? Yada, yada. Didn't upload it. What happened? Like, are they slipping again? No, we're not slipping.
No? Mm-mm.
We're back on track. Hardcore. Just obviously life gets in the way, and obviously I have a new job, people that have been listening, mm-hmm. and I've taken my talents to Hoboken, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's just get the sports part out of the way real quick, because most of the people don't like the sports part. If you took your talents to Hoboken, mirroring that with what's going on with the NBA Finals, does that mean that your old employment is going to come there and look for your neck? Because that's what's happening in the NBA Finals right now.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
I love the fact that, first off, nobody was expecting Miami to even get to the finals, number one.
It's like 6 people in Miami who were like, yes, everyone else.
And number two, told you the Lakers were going to the finals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this isn't an I told you so thing. It's just,
I feel
like this is, like, LeBron willed this to happen. He put it out there in the universe.
It's manifest destiny.
Right. And, I mean, can you think of a sexier matchup than Los Angeles and Miami? an NBA Finals?
Playoff Rondo versus playoff Jimmy plus playoff like mustache Jimmy Butler?
That's a sexy NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Two sexy teams.
Andre Iguodala versus LeBron?
Iguodala's just back in the NBA Finals, just baby.
Both of them have the exact same hairstyle.
He is back in the NBA Finals. Iguodala, Iggy, one more chance. Iggy, give me one more chance. And yeah, Boston, Lakers, history, get it. But
they were soft as shit in that fucking series, though.
But I saw that and I was like, tell me it's going to be Miami and LA. Mm-hmm. Tell me it's going to be Miami and LA. And I'm like, motherfuckers, Miami and LA.
Eric Spoelstra wins the chip without LeBron. Beating LeBron for that, never have to pay for a drink again in Miami.
I mean, the other debate, too, is that how good is Pat Riley in the sense of just being able to somehow create a Miami Heat team, like, three variations of it, with LeBron, without LeBron, D-Wade, now this version of Jimmy Butler. I mean, it's impressive.
Well, he was there. He was there with Shaq. I think he was there when Shaq was there with D-Wade. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has three iterations, like, kind of reinforcing your point. He's like three iterations, like you said, he has three iterations of the Heat.
I mean, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what good management looks like, mm-hmm. not like the New York Jets.
Just slick back white hair and just the absolute ability to kill a man.
And he's got like a beard now. A beard. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if he still has a beard, but I remember I saw a video of him. He was doing like the cha-cha on like a yacht. He had a beard going, he had a shirt open.
I would expect nothing else.
I mean, when you have more money than God and you're just constantly winning, why not?
Right.
I'd be doing the same thing too.
So, Hoboken. It's different, I'm assuming.
Oh, it's different, baby.
It's different.
It's different.
All right, let's go. Let's
you want to dive right in?
Let's do story time. Let's do story time with Diddy. What about it is different?
Obviously, the Rabbit Hole Podcast, we like to touch on everything. And I feel like the atmosphere of a Hoboken, New Jersey encapsulates all the things we normally talk about.
Okay.
So I'm now working at this bar that will remain nameless. If you follow me on my own personal social media, at Kevin K. Diddy. Actually, I haven't even posted anything directly through mine yet. I was letting it cool off for a little bit.
I don't know if you've been on my social media, but I've posted about it twice. The places, the address, and the phone number.
There have been people who have tagged me in posts, but a lot of times, and those posts are technically on my Instagram social media page, but you have to go to the right where it's like the things that you are tagged in, like your tagged posts. Okay. So if you went to the tag posts of my page, you would see where I'm working at now. But a lot of people don't do that.
No.
So, first off, in terms of the place is dope. It's kind of what I always wanted to do in the sense of working in an environment like that.
Okay.
It's a bar that serves food. All the other places I've worked at in the past have been restaurants that have a bar in it. This is a bar that happens to serve food.
Did it serve food before the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't just like, all right, Hoboken Ordinance says that if you're going to have, alcohol service outdoors, it has to be within a certain amount of space from where you serve food as well. So, all right, now we have $2 mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Their mozzarella sticks are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Their food, it's a very limited menu, but the food, in terms of the quality and everything, it's good.
Okay.
It's I don't want to say it's upscale pub grub, but it's better than a TGI Fridays. It's better than an Applebee's.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? But it's really good burgers. Apparently they have pretzel sticks there that are like the shit. Like everybody talks about these pretzel sticks and how good they are. And I'm like, okay, I haven't tried them yet because I'm afraid because then I'm just gonna be eating them every single day. I don't know. When people tell me that something is like really, really, really good, it's like I don't want to taste it because the first taste is always free, and then after that you're gonna have to pay. So like I don't wanna do that to myself.
How do they sell these? Are these sold by like pieces or are they sold by weight?
You want to know what's funny?
Like, yo, you want to zip a pretzel stick? You're like, I'm sorry, what? I thought it just came in 6 or 12.
Can I tell you that actually we do serve our food by weight?
The fuck? Like, let me get 6 ounces of mozzarella sticks. You'd be like, yo, that'd be $2.95, little homie. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
But we do, because I asked the question. I was like, so in terms of, because obviously, like, bar, wings, super popular. And I had my list of questions for the people that work there, because obviously I'm brand new at this place. The menu's, like, limited, small. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I feel like there are valid questions that I would hope that people would have the answers to. Such as, okay, in an order of wings, how many wings come in an order? I feel like that's a common question that normally people would ask at a bar. Mm-hmm. Nothing like above the, nothing crazy.
No crazy
questions. It's like, how many wings do you get? Well, mm-hmm. it's done by weight, so like usually it's between 6 or 7. And I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna tell them 6. In my mind, I'm not gonna tell them six or seven. I'll just give them 6, and if they happen to get an extra one, I'll be like, hey, look, they must like you.
Right.
Same thing with the boneless wings.
Cut up chicken tenders. Okay.
They're actually like legit chicken tenders. Like, you know, like a lot of times, like, you get them and they're like frozen or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they're actually like legit. Like, I got them the other day. You wanna know what they do that's actually really nice? They have an employee food menu.
Okay.
And it's free.
Okay.
So
Are there pretzel sticks on it?
You know what's funny? I didn't see them on there.
Well, yeah.
They had a chicken. They had like chicken Caesar wrap. They had chicken. They had wings, tenders.
Mm-hmm.
Quesadilla is really good that I had there.
Like a weighted quesadilla, like a 4 ounces of quesadilla.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
And I'm trying to think what else they had. Quesadilla, chicken wrap,
mm-hmm.
wings, tenders. Other things is nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that's like not super expensive. Like there wasn't a burger or anything like that on there. I feel like everything on there had some component of chicken in it,
right.
If not like
right.
nachos. Like
still basic, a nice gesture stuff. Though.
So the fact that you don't have to pay for that,
yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So working there, and obviously like my training was 2 or 3 hours one day, and then it came in the next day, and I worked, and the boss that I work for, like the manager, super cool. He's a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
Which is how I got the job there. And he's been nothing but nice and just telling me all, giving me all this information. Like it was a lot of information that he gave
sure.
me within a short period of time that I'm still learning all the little nuances and everything like that. Essentially, like me working there to a certain extent is like I have management status there.
Okay,
I'm not technically a manager,
mm-hmm.
but I have management status there. Like I'm essentially would be a key holder in scenarios where if he's got to go, he's like, all right, Kev, you're going to close up. Here are the keys and close this place up.
That's crazy.
I want to say I don't know everything on mm-hmm. how to do everything, but I know a pretty fuckload sure. of information now. And I acquired it all within a matter of probably 3 days.
I'm sorry, it took you how long?
And it was funny because even last night, like, dealing with some of the bar guests, whatever like that. Because, let me tell you, I say Sunday's the best day of the week. Boy, everything that I said, what you can do on Sunday, these people at Hoboken, they fucking did it, bro.
Sure.
They fucking were sure. out. They were watching football outside.
Mm-hmm.
They were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Beer buckets. White Claw buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Bottomless mimosas.
Sure.
You name it. Watching football. These girls with their football jerseys on. I was like, this girl's wearing a Colts jersey. I was like, do me a favor. Name me 5 Colts right now.
And she gives you like 5 of them. And you're like, huh.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. Huh. What's your name?
Right?
I mean, who you be with?
Mm-hmm.
But there was this scenario because obviously people just fucking hang at the bar the entire night. Some people just will be there from 1 o'clock to literally last game, and now they're like, they're zombie walking out of there.
Right.
And what starts to happen, I noticed, in a scene like that, and it happens at any bar,
mm-hmm.
people overstay their welcome. So this new girl, mm-hmm. she's interacting with this table inside. And the guy's drunk. But, like, it's Hoboken, so everybody's just pretty much just, like, walking home, or whatever like that. So it's kind of like, all right, like, we don't want to overserve people, but at the same time, we also know. It's like, oh, I live around the corner. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to give you too hard a time.
Right.
But this kid was just being super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where, like, she cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, I really don't feel comfortable serving you anymore, blah, 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 blah. Right. And I was like, she stepped up. She's worked other bars before, so this isn't the first bar.
Right.
So he's like, all right, that's fine. Yeah, I understand. And I'm saying this, I'm paraphrasing, because he sounded like a fucking zombie when he was talking to this young lady. So now he's like, you know, I'll take care of you, blah, 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 this other thing. And usually 9 times out of 10 when people say, anytime you go out to a place and somebody's like, I'm going to take care of you. And this goes even beyond just working in a restaurant. You being a server / bartender, dealing with a guest patron, friends, or I use the air quotes for that. People are like, no, I got you. I'll take care of you. Unless they're like your legit, like really, really good friends or family, chances are they ain't going to take care of you.
Yep.
And $166 check, signed it, no tip. And she was like, I can't believe that he did this, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm going to go say something to him. And I was like, I mean, I got your back if you want to. And they're all still there. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, who was it? And she was like, it was like two groups of guys.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of my mind, I also now have to assess the situation because my manager, Julio, who's like, I need some fucking air. I'm gonna walk around. He was like, I'm gonna dip for an hour. If you need me, call me. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Right.
Key holder. So, you know, now I'm assessing the situation. And there's another kid there who lives upstairs from the bar. This kid's name is Mike. He's cool as shit.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, if shit goes to shit, like, I'm already doing the numbers in my head. I was like, all right, this 4 against 1. Like, I don't care, like, whatever. I was like, it's still 4 against 1.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, me and Mike, it's like, all right, it's like 2. It's like 4 against 2. I'm like, so, you know, that's something that you realistically have to think of if shit goes fucking south.
Sure.
So, I mean, and I was like, look, if you want me to talk to them, I'll talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt kind of uncomfortable, like, she didn't want to do it. And I was like, all right, look. And then kid went to the bathroom, right? Like, the drunk kid that was like, I'm going to take care of him. And he came with like his boy. I was like, well, who's he with? He's like, he's with that kid over there. And I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, so I was like, hey man, I was like, you guys good or that? Like, I was like, you guys getting home? Are you guys like, you guys live in town or are you guys driving or whatever? And he's like, nah, I'm good. And the one kid was good. He's like, I'm driving this kid home soon. I was like, all right, look, do me a favor. I was like, he just signed this. He didn't leave us a tip. Mm-hmm. He just fills out for me, please. And he filled it out. Mm-hmm. Bam, tip. I just like gave it to him. I was like, here you go. I'm like, here's your tip.
Right.
And pretty much it was like $166 bill. He just left a flat $200. I was like, bam, there you go. So that problem's over.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's still talking to this girl. Mind you, this new girl, her boyfriend happened to come in. He's all the way at the other end of the bar. He's just kind of just being there to hang. He got like a beer to himself, probably as quiet as can be.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like there.
Right.
Keeping her company, so to speak. And I found out later, he's like, oh, that's my boyfriend. I was like, oh, hey, man, what's up? I was like, I kind of figured, she was like, I got to bring some food in. And the person's coming in a little bit. And I was like, that's probably for your boyfriend.
Right, right.
And whatever, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still talking to her. And I was like, all right, look, do me a favor. Because it got to a point where, like, he kept, like, egging her on, like, you know, let me get your number, this, that, and the other thing. She's like, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and he's like walking around, and if you're walking around like the bar area, you have to have a mask on. Didn't have a mask on.
Right.
And if you're sitting at the bar, you have, like, if you're at the bar, you have to be sitting in a chair. And if you're not, you have to be wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. If you're standing up. Mm-hmm. And he's not following those rules. So he finally sits down. And then he starts talking to another girl who actually got off the clock and was hanging out with the one regular who I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, do me a favor. And she was like, what? I was like, just leave the bar for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, just leave. I don't know if you want to go like eat or whatever like that. Just disappear for like 5 minutes. Like, you're good. Like, you know, nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, you're going to leave. And what's going to happen is he's at the bar right now. And he's like super drunk. He's going to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does, I'm going to kick him out.
Right.
So I was like, so just like walk off the bar, whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, she was like, all right, I can like eat like something. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, just do that. Not even 2 minutes. This guy's head's down the bar.
Dude is out.
And I was like, and I walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, and I get his friend. I was like, dude, he's got to go. Finish your beer. You guys got to go.
Yeah.
All right. He can't be sleeping on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake him up like, hey, yo, get up, bro. He's like, you got to go. He's like, what? I'm like, you got to go. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's fair. He's all like drunk. I was like, you gotta go. Keep sleeping at my bar, bro.
Right.
You gotta go.
Yep.
Out. See you later. Bye. And literally, like, he's getting up and he starts, like, he's like not, he's stumbling, mm-hmm. he's knocked up over, and he's like, and that's why I'm telling you, you have to go.
Right.
Get out of my bar right now. Mm-hmm. Please. Guys, get home safe. Get out of here.
Yep.
Kicked him out. And then she came back like 5 minutes later, and I was like, do me a favor, tell the bar regular what I told you to do. And she pretty much just verbatim said what I told her to do and what exactly happened mm-hmm. fucking happened. And I know it's been a long fucking time, but what's my motherfucking name?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, I've been doing this long enough. I know how this shit fucking works. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then Julio comes back, and I'm just like, oh, you missed something. I had to kick this kid out. He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, because he's fucking fall asleep on board. And I was like, I knew he was going to fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so funny. And I was like, I wanted other people to see. I was like, did everybody just see what just fucking happened?
Right.
Did everybody see how I fucking called it and pinpointed? And, but the thing is, this is why this guy Julio was like, dude, like, I know that you know the fucking, like, how to do
you know the game,
shit.
Yeah.
And he was just like, that's exactly. And it was funny because our boy Mikey, who works at the Shannon,
mm-hmm.
he came over, and I was just like, because I was just like, oh, and let me tell you, he almost, and he tried to stiff us too. He's like, wait a minute, he didn't tip you guys? I was like, no. He's just like, no, we got tip from him.
Right.
And I was like, and I kicked his ass out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here. And it's just funny that mm-hmm. with like shit like that. And the other two guys that were there, they were cool, whatever, like, mm-hmm. yeah, the guy was an asshole, blah, 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 and I got their names, and you know, like, we all pieced it out.
Right.
But I was like, didn't have to put my hands on anybody,
no,
didn't
yeah.
have to, because not even you have to do that.
No.
But it's just, that's like when experience came into play.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, she was, like, super nice today. She was like, thank you for helping me with everything tonight. This, I was like, yeah, you're welcome. I mm-hmm. just was like, you know, it was just, I felt like everything came fucking full circle.
Sure.
And yeah, and it was
nice.
It was good. Oh, and like, let me tell you, there's some very beautiful women that come in to these Hoboken bars, everything mm-hmm. like that. Some of the emptiest shells of people I've probably have ever interacted with.
Just the most vapid spaces.
Oh my god, I overhear some of these conversations
mm-hmm.
that some of these girls have, mm-hmm. and I'm like, pull a gun out and blow my brains out. Metaphorically speaking.
Correct.
Not killing myself.
No.
So, and it was funny because I like, these three kids came in towards the end
mm-hmm.
of the night. And, you know, kids got on fucking Abercrombie, fucking collar pop. I was like, yeah, I remember we were doing that like 20 years ago, bro. So,
that's still a thing.
Apparently.
Okay.
Came with two girls, and the girls are cute.
Mm-hmm.
And the one girl, I was like, hey, what can I get you guys? And the guy's like, I'll do this. I was like, cool. And the one girl was like, she was like, so, like, what's, like, the cool shit? And I was like, the cool shit?
You're like, oh, that's awesome. Like, show me your ID one more time. Thanks. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Thanks. But at the same time, too, that could also be a 23-year-old.
Honestly, a lot of the people that come to Hoboken, they're of age. They're just, like, fucking brain dead when it comes to, like, going out to bars. It's like they have no, like, it's almost like they don't have any social skills.
We've talked about that before too, though. Like, you think they lost it, or do you think they just never had it?
I think they never had it, and a lot of these kids have money, and they think that this is like the way to like be. I don't
know. I can't wait to come to your. I can't wait to come to your spot and be like, yo, ayo, Cap, yeah. Yo, what's the cool shit? Give me that
and
thing.
And I was like, well, the cool shit. And I was like, well, you know, like Tito's. Like, everybody like drinks like Tito's. So that's like kind of cool shit. She's like, you gotta do like better than that. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
How about this?
Oh, I'm auditioning for you. Okay.
I was like, how about this? I was like, you know
what? You have my nuts on your face.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I got the drink just for you.
Right? Guess what I'm gonna stir it with?
And I'm sure Cat and Kay would like that.
Sure.
So we decided to make oldie but a goodie, a Stage House Tavern signature cocktail
mm-hmm.
brought to Hoboken, the Stoli Surprise. Stoli Strawberry,
sure.
Stoli Blueberry,
sure.
Stoli Orange,
sure.
Stoli Raspberry,
mm-hmm.
Pineapple Juice, Cranberry Juice, Pineapple Juice, thanks to me,
mm-hmm.
Splash of Sprite.
It's alcoholic fruit punch in your mouth.
It's a better tasting Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, summertime in your mouth.
They gave it to her, gave her a little orange garnish. I was like, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gave her, gave it a minute or so. So I was like, how is it? She was like, it's fire. Welcome to Hoboken, bitch.
completely on topic, but also off. So I actually read something. And I don't know 100% how much is true. I really don't care. But it was just kind of like also sort of interesting. Did you hear that about Paris Hilton?
About what?
So, like, apparently not to say that, like the vapid, dense, blonde thing was an act, but her voice is completely different.
Than it was before?
Like, her explanation of, and again, that's why I say, like, I have no idea if it's actually, like, legit or not, but apparently she was playing a character, because that was what, like, in the sense of,
I believe that.
She realized that's what made her money, was being that, like, ditzy, kind of, like, airhead, just... Uber rich.
That was, you know, that what was, I mean? That was her brand.
Right, exactly. And so, like, there was an article, there was an interview she did, and you could probably find it on the Twitter or some of the other social medias.
Sure.
And, it, like, she's just talking like a regular person. Like, kind of like that vapid, dense voice you were using to describe those young bar guests. Same thing. But she did it for years. And apparently just...
Well,
like,
once you start it, once you have the brand, you can't now break it.
Right.
It's like Shaggy, the reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
Shaggy does one style of music. Correct. And he has that signature voice, the Mr. Lova Lova, like all that.
Right.
But his voice doesn't actually sound like that. He doesn't have a... Like, his music, and when he performs, he has like a hardcore reggae accent and this drawl and everything about it. But when he actually talks regularly, he doesn't sound anything like his singing voice.
No,
he has a regular his voice is actually kind of raspy. He has kind of like a raspy kind of voice with no hint of a Jamaican accent or West Indian accent. Like, it's a thing that he does it. Like, that's his brand. There's, like, certain artists and musicians and things like that where you do it once, okay, that's it. You're the guy now. This is what you gotta do. And then every once in a while, it's like, oh, I'm gonna reinvent myself. And then they change it up. And they're like, oh, I don't like this new version of MC Hammer. Whatever. You know what I mean? Now it's just like... And then you pretty much start from zero again. Because at least before, you had like a brand and you had a signature, and then you tried to switch it, nobody liked it, and then you either go back or you just kind of just go into obscurity.
Could you almost kind of say the same then, almost for like a Vanilla Ice? Like, outside of the fact that like he kind of got in trouble with the law, had a little issue with drugs and stuff like that, but like he was, you know, you could say a very pop artist-y, one-hit wonder-ish type of person or type of artist or whatever, and then he tried to reinvent himself as... a bit more than that, and it didn't really work.
No.
You know?
Yeah, it's just... It's weird. But, I mean, even, like... I mean, I look at, like, these... Like, people... Like, I look at people on Instagram every day, especially, like, females. They all want to look like a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. They all have, like, the eyebrows and the contour. Like, they all look... They're all, like, cookie-cutter Kardashian, like... looking females. Now, mind you, beautiful, but it's like everybody looks like, and it's like one thing where it's just like, oh, I like that style. Like, everybody takes style off of, bases their style around people that they admire and things like that, right? You get a shirt, you buy article of clothing because you saw somebody wearing it, or you saw, you're like, oh, wow, that's cool. I saw such and such. Sometimes you can be like, oh, you know what? I really like this shirt. I'm going to buy it. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you watch, if you're watching TV and you see like somebody wearing like a cool jacket or sneakers or whatever like that, people usually like, oh, those cool. Like, I want to incorporate that into my style. And then you start trying to create your own signature style with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that also goes for hairstyles, makeup, and especially the Kardashians. All the Kardashians have that same fucking vapid fucking voice too.
Mm-hmm.
That like vocal fry.
You know what's gonna happen, right? We're gonna find out that's not true either, and start mind you.
You wanna know what's funny is that the final season of the Kardashians is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you find out none of them talk like that.
Right.
Been talking like that for fucking 20 years.
Mm-hmm. They're all dudes.
Oh, that's awful.
Just like, but you know, just like something completely like just.
That's like Scooby Doo mystery. They just right? zip the top of their head and all.
Mr. Wilson. Yeah, that type like, of shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you fucking meddling kids. Right. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. just yeah. So, but that's. So, in closing, mm-hmm. Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yes,
I'm glad to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I'm learning a lot, mm-hmm. and I've already come to a conclusion. Like, not that I wasn't doing it anyway, but I'm doing me out there. So, I mean, and that's what it is.
No,
I
tell you,
but I mean, in terms of the place is dope. Mm-hmm. Food's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like battle hardened there already. I was like, relax, guys.
Right.
And I feel like I was starting to get that way too. But like, what I've also learned too is that the steps of service that I would do working in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, I can't do them in Hoboken.
Right.
Not that I don't want to. It's just people don't care as much.
No, they want the fire shit.
There are certain people, like when I was working behind this bar, I was like, you know what? I could think of like two or three people. I was like, these people would be perfect to work here because they're very short. They're very like to the point with guests and things like that. And I was like, that's the type of like way you have to be at this particular place.
Right.
These people work out great here. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, you know, mm-hmm. just getting complaints online being like, this person just told me I had to leave because I was sitting for too long at the table. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, yeah, it's CDC, but he wasn't nice about it. I was like, yeah. So I can see you do that in Hoboken. People are just like, oh, okay, I'll leave. Yeah. But in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, they're like, I'm going to talk to the manager. You know what I mean?
The
like,
manager of the CDC? Okay, go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm going to talk to the manager. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's funny. It's mm-hmm. just, it's wild to say. But in terms of everything, I mean, the shifts are long. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. The shifts are long.
Are they open till 2?
What do you mean?
Well, like, we've always... Hoboken's always been open longer than, like, yeah, later
they're
than
open,
our area.
They're open, like Friday. I'm trying to think. Friday and Saturday, we got done... Honestly, I think we did like last call. Like all these days have become a blur.
Sure. Right.
Like Friday, actually, no. Friday, I didn't close. Saturday, I did close, and I think it was around like 2 a.m.
You did last call.
Yeah.
Okay. You probably ended around 3:34.
And then Sunday was a little bit earlier. We actually just called it around 1:30. Actually, around like 1, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of activity going on outside, and like actually, Fire Girl, mm-hmm. I was like, guys, we gotta do, because like I was outside, I was talking to Julio, and he's just like, yeah, man, we're gonna shut it down for tonight. He's like, there's too much stuff going on in the streets, mm-hmm. like people just being drunk, and like he's like, dude, I just watched this guy just like hit somebody on a bike, and I'm like, oh my god, the cops are there, yeah, and I was like
a car hit someone riding a bicycle,
yeah.
Yeah, no, we're good here.
And he was like, yeah, we're just going to close up. Like, it's a wild night. Like, mm-hmm. We're just going to shut it down. I was like, all right, that's fine. So, you know, I was like, guys, sorry, dude. It's like, but we got to do last call. Like, there's a lot of activity going on outside. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, what kind of activity? I was like, you know, like, it's fucking Bad Boys 2 going on outside right now. And then the kid at the bar came with a fucking Abercrombie. He's like, Bad Boys 3 is pretty good. It's better. You should see it. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'll keep that in mind.
He's like, have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
No, the second one?
I don't think he was old enough to see the first one.
Well, have you seen I was like, have you seen the first one, like, not on AMC? Like, American Movie Classic? Like...
It was just funny. Because mm-hmm. I was like, why? I was like, because it's Bad Boys 2 going on outside. Mm-hmm. Bad Boys 3 is pretty good. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, really?
It's like, what you call it? It's like, which Karate Kid movie do you know? The only one ever made.
I was going to say, Jaden Smith?
I was going to say, the one with Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith, Hilary Swank, or Daniel LaRusso, Ralph Macchio.
Right?
Who's Ralph Macchio? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Like, get the fuck out of my face.
I saw Cobra Kai on Netflix.
I actually want to watch Cobra Kai. I heard it was pretty good, because it was on YouTube, and then they made the switch to Netflix. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, because we've been talking about bar and... restaurants mm-hmm. and service industry, and with all this stuff in terms of pop culture, football and everything, it's all encapsulated into going out, having drinks, hanging out with your friends.
Sure.
And I noticed that, like, I mean, like, Hoboken is just, it's so funny because, like, even just seeing, like, people, like, walking around, everything like that, like, everybody thinks they're so fucking cool. Everybody thinks they're so cool. And they're in their, like, little groups, and their ripped denim, backpacks, their Yeezys. I'm like, look at you. Look at you with your Yeezys on. Fuck out of here. Your straight brimmed new era fitteds and snapbacks and everything. I was like, yeah, I got that shit too, motherfucker. It's all good.
Right.
But just it was a long week and I'm looking forward to, I'm off today, so I'm gonna enjoy being off today, and I'm gonna go and then gonna work Tuesday, Wednesday. This game is on Thursday night.
Yes, it is.
You think you might want to maybe come over to Chuck's deck, maybe watch like the first half and then head out? You don't have to drink.
Yeah, we'll see.
You don't have to drink.
We'll see.
The Jets might win this one.
They're not going to.
You want to know what's funny is that I almost picked the Jets. It was like -10.5.
Not even.
-11. I was like. Plus. All right. Like +11.5. I was like, they've only lost by like 10 points like the last like two games. I was like, am I? And then I watched that final score and I was like, oh my god.
They were down, and that was with backups. They were down 7-0 in the first 5 minutes of that game. No. They're +3 right now. Just give me your money. I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet with Denver any day of the week. And that's with Jeff Driscoll, no defensive line, their number one wide receiver out, having no idea who their running back is. I guess it's technically Melvin Gordon. Oh no, Melvin Gordon's hurt too. Like, no. Nope. Kai Becton's hurt. We still have no wide receivers. Our coach doesn't even want to be there except for the fact he's getting a check. No. But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see about this. We'll see.
New York sports teams.
Oh, they're fucking
not
pitiful.
So much.
Oh, they're
right
fucking
now.
Pitiful. The Mets.
Not so much.
The
right
Mets
now.
Lost their last game by 10 runs. That's a touchdown and a field goal, but in baseball. Yankees lost their last game 5-0. Like yesterday was a shitty fucking day for anyone not named Miami Heat.
Bills won. I mean,
great for the fucking Bills. They shouldn't have.
I mean, yeah. It was a horrible pass interference call. Unfortunately, I didn't really get a chance to watch any football. Bartending on Sundays now has been kind of a. Don't get me wrong, enjoyed it.
Sure.
Had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But don't really get a chance to really watch much of. I got to watch in highlights. I got to watch it the next day. And just in pretty much the Cliff Note version of everything going on.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But. On a similar subject matter, because obviously restaurants, bars, everything like that. Did you see the video? Salt Bae? Did you see the Salt Bae video where he's recording the girl and the girl's like twerking and then the boyfriend storms into his restaurant? Did you see this? It's fantastic. I reposted it at Hair of the Blog on Twitter. And I don't want to say it's fantastic because I hope that one, was the video for real, or was it staged?
Right.
Two, like, there's not enough context. It just looks like she was trying to be, like, flirty with Salt Bae, and Jell's boyfriend stormed in. My whole thing is that if you watch that video, it looked like the guy opened the door for the boyfriend. It looked like at one point he was like, oh, he's going to lock the door, and it looked like he just opened the door for him. He was like, no, don't come in. Here, come in.
Where was that big-ass knife he's always got on him?
He wasn't in the kitchen. That's like when he's in the kitchen or he's at a table doing a little service. Yeah, but Salt Bae and the Salt Bae in Boston, I don't know if that's where the video was from, got shut down. The Salt Bae restaurant, Nurseret, if I'm saying it correctly, got shut down because of CDC. He wasn't following the CDC guidelines. COVID guidelines. Apparently everybody was in there. No social distancing. No masks. Everybody was just there because it's Salt Bae and he's like super popular on fucking Instagram.
Can he actually cook?
It's a great question.
Or does he just like sprinkle salt like a?
Well, I mean, have you ever really watched like some of his videos?
Yeah, he's just sexually cutting meat.
Yeah, he's just got like this super arrogant look on his face.
Yeah,
and he cuts meat.
slaps the shit out of it.
Slaps it. Has like a rose in his mouth sometimes. Like, he's like a fucking character. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. That's Saltbite. He can't not be that.
Correct.
So like 20 years from now, he was like, I'm such and such. I used to be Saltbite. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? What happened?
It's like Guy Fieri. Like, there was always that running joke going around too, that like his kids would like write letters to Food Network and like, please stop having him go eat all this food. Like, you're killing my father. Like, he doesn't want to frost his tips anymore. Like, obviously, like, all in jokes or whatever, like, but yeah, like, he could never not be, like, that version of Guy Fieri.
He doesn't want to wear Oakley sunglasses backwards.
Yeah, like
flames that, on, like, on bowling
they,
shirts.
They repoed the Camaro. Like, it wasn't even his.
But the Saltbite restaurant got shut down because of COVID. Shit. Yeah, because if you saw some of these Instagram videos, you'd be like, oh, what is this, like a year ago? And it's like, no, this was yesterday. I'm like, wait, what?
You see the news, there's a bunch of those places too. There's like, oh yeah, 350 person wedding receptions indoors in like the Bronx and shit like that. Like, just a whole bunch of like,
Guys, I hope everybody realizes that we're still in a pandemic.
Regardless of whether you want to be in a pandemic anymore.
It stinks, I know. Look, things are slowly opening up. Apparently, if we keep our fingers crossed,
Columbus Day. If you want, just go to Florida. They opened everything up today. Everything.
Really?
No mask requirements on anything. 100% capacity. Fuck you, die. But DeSantis was the same. They did this right around the beginning of baseball season too, when they were starting to talk about doing potentials for bubble cities and shit like that. He was like, fuck you, Florida's open. Whatever you guys want. I understand states need money. I understand that 1,000%.
Right.
And what happened right after that? Texas came right behind a week later. He was like, fuck you, we're open and we're bigger than you. And what happened? Those two places were immediate hotspots.
I mean, for what it's worth, the Northeast is in a better condition in terms of how they've been handling the virus and everything like that. So maybe there's some level of like, oh no, we're really good. So I'm gonna just do me. But at the same time, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still wearing my mask when I walk around. I'm not.
You kind of, you know.
And I look around and I look at people and they're not wearing them. Like, there are people that are. There. It's honestly.
You mean like outside, like walking around?
Yeah, just walking around outside. Yeah. I understand because it's weird because it's outdoors and I feel like there are some people. But even if I'm walking around outside and there's people around me, even if I'm outside, I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah, same.
If there's nobody around, I'll pull it down. If there's nobody within, like, a vicinity of me, mm-hmm. I'll pull it down and I'll walk. But as soon as I start seeing somebody get, like, kind of close, I pull it right back up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, like, that's been my MO.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I will continue to do until they're like, hey, by the way, everything's good now. Here's a vaccine, blah, blah. And even then, I might still be a little apprehensive about it. But, like, I'm going to wait maybe, like, a little bit, and then I'll start. Maybe I will go from mask to gator again, and then maybe like baby steps back to normalcy.
I mean, there's and that's the thing. Like, there's a lot still with these vaccines. Like, one, I think three out of the four that are in late stage trials are two stage vaccines. You get one, a couple weeks later you have to go back and get another one.
Yeah,
almost as like a booster. But then after that second one, you should be good. They don't have enough vaccines for all of us.
Well, they said that once the vaccine's green lit, they're gonna give it to children first, which makes sense.
Yeah,
maybe children and the elderly. I would think children first, then the elderly, and then everybody else.
I would say children and healthcare professionals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Start with them, because obviously, like, because they call them, like, they'll say, oh yes, we're gonna give it to essential workers. Like, by the classic definition of it, I guess I'm an essential worker considering I work in the supply chain. In some manner, I don't want that before kids or before doctors or nurses or people like that. Like, I think, you know, I've to a certain degree, as horrible as it sounds, like, I've made it this far. I think as long as I keep taking the precautions, keep scrubbing the skin off my hands, wearing my mask in places, not limiting my exposure to the outside, you know, not like, you know, like letting someone cough in my mouth directly, you know, I think we're okay. You know what I mean? It's been so, you know, like you said, knock on wood, but it's been so far so good in that sense. So,
yeah,
you know, But then you have so many people who don't want to take it. They're like, oh no, I don't need this because it's a hoax.
If they don't want to take it, that's on them.
But the problem with that though is it then becomes on us. You need.
Well, I'm saying if there are people that have taken a vaccine and then there are people that don't want to take a vaccine, then at that point, wouldn't it just be on the people that don't want to take it? It's like, all right, fine. Like right now, if there's a vaccine available, yeah, like everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look, right now everybody has to wear a mask because you could potentially infect somebody. So everybody has to wear a mask. But if a vaccine is greenlit and the people that want to take it have taken it and they're good, and then there are people that don't want to take it. If I don't want to take the vaccine, you took it, and I'm like, look, I'm just living my life, then that's on me now. I can't get you sick.
Yeah, true.
I can't get you sick because you took the vaccine. You're good. Right. So for me, it's like, all right, fine. Right now, you can't do that because there is no vaccine.
Right.
So
right.
You not wanting to wear a mask or you doing this and everything, that's you being selfish.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. But.
Well, hopefully those things will all come somewhat soon. I know it's going to be a while, but, you know, still would be nice if it came somewhat soon. And again,
I was going to say the projected thing that I saw.
In the third quarter of next year.
Third quarter of 2020? 2021, excuse me. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. 2022 is going to be popping, son. It's going to be fucking...
You know what the craziest thing is, though? You know, right before third quarter of 2021? August. 40th birthday. I'll stand in line. If I can stand in line... Oh,
I'm just going to give you a birthday. You know what? I'll buy you the vaccine. I'm like, Bobby, happy birthday.
You're like, what is this? I'm like, why the fuck did you give me a needle and a syringe? You're like, no, it's the COVID vaccine. I'm like, are you sure? Where did you get this? What dimly lit street did you get this shit in Hoboken? Because all of a sudden they're like, oh, that's awesome. Why does my skin hurt? You're like, my eyeballs feel funny.
Requiem for a Dream music kicks in.
Yeah, right?
Like, he told me it was COVID.
Yeah, you're like, I just want to look skinny. I'm like, fuck.
Like, Bobby's arm fell off.
Yeah, right.
Like, what?
I'm addicted to crack now. I've seen American Gangster. I know how this shit ends. It's been Thanksgiving. They're all here. You're going to be enjoying dinner. Enjoying your mom's Thanksgiving stuffing. And you know what's going to be happening? I'm going to be passed out in the bathroom with a needle and a fucking belt around my arm. Horrible. No, thank you. I will stand in line myself. And then we will go to Vegas. And that's fine.
Oh.
Like, I got you a needle. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. It's a Gucci box. You're like, it's a needle. It looks used.
Got Gucci print on the needle.
Yeah, right. I'm like, yeah, on the handle. Good. Right. Just start peeing the Gucci symbol.
Yeah.
And it burns. No, thank you.
That would be a heck of a 40th birthday.
What, you giving me a?
No, I'm talking about us just like partying and like just vaccines. The vaccines in full effect.
All I have this picture of is all of us just standing around this fucking box with a needle in it. You're like, we're partying. It's your birthday. You do it first. I don't want to do it first. I want to go home now.
I'll tell you what. I'll just shoot it between the webbing of my toes.
That's how you do it. So people don't know.
Or like my left ass cheek.
Yeah,
or something.
Just don't keep doing it in the same hole. Again, Requiem for a Dream. I saw that shit. They cut his arm off.
Yeah, I know.
And apparently it smelled funny. Like, apparently it smelled funny. No, thank you. Let's hope. June, you know, right before your birthday or so, we can grab that vaccine. All of us independently with licensed, certified healthcare professionals, not just you in a Dolce & Gabbana fucking bootleg box with a syringe with no fucking cap on it and just.
That's just gonna be off-white. It's gonna be off-white.
Yeah, right.
It's gonna have like the air quotes. It's just gonna be like COVID-19.
Huh.
Yeah. It's just gonna be hot.
Yeah, Kirkland brand or some shit. I'm like, you get this at Costco.
I'm like, yeah, I got like three more. It's like three for five.
Yeah, it's like $3 for $5. So, but yeah, that's the overall goal. I'd be more than happy to sacrifice doing those kinds of things for the next year or so to know that when we can go do it, we can go do it. We can go do it safely.
Or.
And then just fucking ball out.
Yeah.
Because again, like I'm sure you get them too. Like all the fucking, like the solicitor emails from like Harrah's or Bally's or Vegas or Borgata or
Kevin,
whatever it is.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Here's our seven steps of of service on how we make sure that you're safe in our resort slash casino.
Yeah, Isekaya in Borgata is open. Come see us.
And we're gonna be like, yeah, that's good.
I'm like, you know,
yeah,
you know,
I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
still.
Not trying to step foot in there. Not yet. Don't get me wrong, miss it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know if you have like the memories on your Facebook or like the Time Hop app or something like that, but like every now and again, like I think it was right before the last podcast, maybe, but like that whole week was like the week like 3 or 4 years ago, or 5 or 6 years ago actually, that we were in Vegas for my belated birthday. And I was like, fuck. Oh no, that was back in August. I'm sorry. No. Last year was when we were in AC for my belated birthday, like the middle of September.
That was when we were at like Golden Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. Yeah. That was when I had my hangover night. I had my what's the Ed Helms character on the Hangover? The one that always gets not Phil. I can't think of his name. It's gonna bother me. But I had a hangover night where, like, the next day I woke up and, like, the pit bosses knew me.
Mm-hmm.
The dealers were saying hi to me.
Right.
I was running into people in the bathroom. They're like, Kev, that was a crazy night. I'm like, who are you? They're like, you don't remember? I'm like, wait a minute, what?
You married a stripper.
I better have only married a stripper and not had relations with a tranny.
Aw. It was beautiful.
We climaxed.
We climaxed together.
It's like, oh my god, what is that? Shiitake mushroom?
And touch it, monkey.
I'm really looking it up because I can't think of his name right now.
No, I can think of it. I think of his like Mark.
Stu.
Okay.
Because I was like, Doug? No, Doug is the one they couldn't find.
Yeah, Doug was the one they couldn't find.
Alan is
the Zach Galifianakis
character. Phil is Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Stu. Yeah, I had to look that up. I wouldn't have figured that out.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, anyway, I think it's time to get out of here.
Yeah. Enjoy that day off.
Enjoy the day off, and I'll probably end up going to Chuck's a little bit, because he's like, hey, Monday Night Football on the deck? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
It'd be a good game, too.
It's going to be a really good game. That game is...
Hopefully it lives up to it. It should.
That game is...
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. That's a playoff game.
Oh, hell
that's
yeah.
That's a playoff caliber game that's you're getting week three.
That was the AFC Championship game you were hoping for before the Titans spoiled it.
Right.
So... No, yeah, so I hope the score is 125 to 124, and I'll.
Yeah, who you betting on? What's
betting the on nothing.
No, you're not betting. On
it's tough because they're both so good against the spread and everything like that. Like honestly,
I think what's the over under? I think maybe over.
Over under, I think is high 50s. Because you gotta remember too, Baltimore has a legit defense. The Chiefs not so much, but they have Patrick Mahomes, so that just kind of makes up for all of it.
Right.
But no, Baltimore's got like every single level of Baltimore's defense is ridiculously legit. So I'll look it up for you now though. And I think it's Kansas City plus 3.5. Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing in Baltimore?
54.5, yeah.
54.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the over might be a play, but I feel like it's also like again, Baltimore's defense is legit. But I also think if Kansas City's going to try to keep up with it, you're looking at him just having to throw it all over the fucking place.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody enjoy Monday Night Football.
Yes. Yes.
Talk to you guys later. I'm going to try to work out all these technical difficulties with the podcast and upload 2 podcasts, hopefully within the next day or so.
Nice.
It's a lot of listening.
2 podcasts, 1 cup.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for putting that picture in my head. Never eating chocolate ice cream ever again.
This saucer does have heart.
It's terrible.
It's fine.
It's terrible. It's awful.
They did the same thing in Grown Ups 2.
I never saw Grown Ups 2.
No?
I saw the first Grown Ups.
I guarantee you it's better than Bad Boys for Life.
Grown Ups 2?
Mm-hmm. Cause did you see Bad Boys for Life?
The third Bad Boys? No, I did not.
I didn't hear that great of stuff on it. Like, basically, it's like, okay, this is, like, first one was great, second one was great, third one was kind of like, oh, it's 20 years later and Martin Lawrence needs money.
Why's it gotta be Martin Lawrence? Can't be Will Smith?
He's got he's got that, like, entanglement money. He good. He good.
Oh, man. Jerry Bruckheimer, maybe he doesn't want to make a little extra cash?
He's got, yeah. If that's the case, he had to get them to come back. And it was, and it wasn't because of Will Smith needed money. It's Hancock.
By the way, underrated movie. Mm-hmm. Jerry Bruckheimer. Mm-hmm. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Sure, absolutely.
The second one.
Yeah. Ninja Rap.
No. Like the new one. Like the newer one. Oh, there's a
second one?
There's a new, Megan Fox is April O'Neil.
Wasn't she April O'Neil in the first one?
Yeah, but I'm saying there was a second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, a second new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Yeah. Yeah, but she was Megan Fox, she was April O'Neil in the first one, right?
Right, but she's April O'Neil in this one also. Smoke Show. But ooh, let me tell you, it was actually like, I might have to show you a little clip of it, because you might have to go home and watch it. Because I watched it, mm-hmm. and I was like, let me just throw it on and just see whatever it is. And the nostalgia just rushed back into my brain.
I can imagine that.
And I was like, oh my, I was like, yo, this is like actually like really good.
Right.
I tried to watch the Bumblebee movie. You want to know, besides the fact that they all look like the original Transformers.
Right.
Which was like... another nostalgia, mm-hmm, rushing sure. back, little kid in the 80s, Transformers, right. Optimus Prime, all mm-hmm. that shit. Besides that, that movie was like, I didn't watch the whole thing. That movie's a little soft.
I can see that. But then again, it's a Bumblebee spinoff. It's not an actual Transformers movie.
It's supposed to be the prequel to the Transformer movies. Like, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I was like, all right, I'll watch it. Which is why, like... they explain, like, why Bumblebee can't talk. Mm-hmm. Like, Bumblebee, like, he can only talk through, like, the fucking radio and shit and whatever.
See, once they wrecked the Dinobots for me...
I never saw that one, literally,
like, think about this, right? Like, think about how, like, one of your favorite characters ever.
Sure.
And then just think about, like, someone stomping on it.
You're a big fan of the Dinobots?
Dinobots were my absolute favorite.
Grimlock, yeah. Grimlock mm-hmm. was, yep. That was your dude?
Oh, like that. Like, my goal was to collect all five of them so I could make the big one.
And the Dinobots could do that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know what? I think I remember
like
that.
Like the Constructicons.
Like there's only three Dinobots.
No, there's five of them. I'm pretty sure. I know because there's the Pterodactyl, the Stegosaurus, there's the Triceratops, there's the,
Grimlock is a Tyrannosaurus.
And there's one more, and I don't remember what it is.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that was my absolute favorite. And then they just shit all over it with Mark Wahlberg. Thanks, buddy. And now, but not for nothing again, always have to have the hot blonde English chick in it. Like in the first one, who I actually think was hotter than Megan Fox in the first Transformers movie. At me. I don't fucking care. No, yeah, she was.
That's a hot take.
That is. That's fine. That's fine. You want to leave it? You want to leave it on that? You want to put a poll up to the second podcast? Go right the fuck ahead. I'm telling you, the blonde English chick was hotter than Megan Fox in the first Transformers movie.
Is she the one that's going out like Jason Statham?
No. That's the third one. That was like Rose. She was like a Victoria's Secret model. That chick. Don't get me wrong. She's hot too. But like, no, she. I don't even remember what her name is, but no, because that was like the third.
Wait a minute, the blonde chick that was in the first Transformers movie, you said?
The original Transformers.
She had like the glasses.
Yeah,
like, she was like the scientist.
Yes, with Shia. Oh no, she was like a programmer, like a decoder or something.
Right,
like that.
Right. I'm like remembering her face. I was thinking about the. And they had to ugly her up by giving her glasses and a ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, this is before Shia LaBeouf looked like Post Malone. It's true.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get you. I got you.
See who can get to it first.
I got you. I got it. No, I don't want to buy it. Yeah. I mean, that's just a picture that came up on her IMDb, but.
Rachel Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nah, man. I think I'll take Megan Fox though.
Don't get me wrong. There's many, many situations where I would take Megan Fox over most things, but in that movie specifically, I thought she was hotter.
Okay.
So.
We'll leave it on that.
Put a poll up.
Yeah. We'll leave it on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is the Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
This is Bobby at R. Hansen817.
And we'll see you guys later. Follow us on all of our social media, at Hair of the Blog on social media, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.